In just a few short months, I have heard many readers are enjoying the local weekly newspaper. While I am happy that I can be a part of the product, I have experienced some resistance in certain areas. I am not saying that I have been snubbed or ignored, but I have found it difficult to get information or reports from some communities or groups. Many readers like to know what is going on in their community, and as one of the few reporters for the Unity Wilkie Press Herald readership area, it has become a bit of a struggle. Some communities may not know me, which is fine. I understood that there would be some hesitation in welcoming a new reporter, especially when my predecessors have built strong connections with their sources. I have found that as I continue to report, more businesses and committees are becoming more comfortable talking to me. I do a lot of Googling and phoning to find the people I need to talk to, but when I do, they appreciate me taking an interest in the story. One aspect of being the main reporter is that I cannot be in four places at the same time. This is where I would need to reach out to those who have attended a function. I am willing to come to an event, however, I am not always able to. Many times, I will ask organizers if they can provide photos and answer some questions for me about the event. It helps me stay connected to your community while being able to get the good news out for all to read. There have been people asking about staying connected with the town offices. While some towns are willing to stay connected, others are not. There have been requests for approved council minutes from some of the communities, which have been met with dug-in heels. I am not sure if the town councils are afraid something will be printed, putting them in a negative light, or if they are hiding something in general, but it does make one suspicious. I will continue to reach out to those who are organizing an event or even as a human interest story. I am also always happy to receive emails from event organizers, service clubs, or the general public, even if it is in the form of a letter to the editor. I am not here to make anyone look bad, just simply inform the readers and residents of what is happening throughout the area.